Well, if you want to know how much it costs to breach money laundering and counter-terrorism financing laws, just ask Crown Resorts. They've been smacked with a $450 million penalty. The anti-money laundering watchdog AUSTRAC and Crown agreed to this amount after Crown admitted it failed to assess the money laundering and terrorism financing risks facing its casinos and did not have appropriate risk-based systems to place these risks under a mitigation. A federal court still will need to give the proposed fine a final tick of approval. That hearing will be in July. Nick McKenzie is an award-winning investigative reporter with The Age and the Sydney Morning Herald. He won a swag of awards for exposing this story back in 2009. Nick, welcome to you. You did get a lot of blowback about this at the time. Crown took out a full-page advertisement in a rival newspaper saying your reporting was, quote, unbalanced and sensationalised and contained outright falsehoods. How do you feel about seeing this result today?
Well, we first reported the allegations in 2019, and the company not only slandered us totally unfairly and unjustly, but it took a series of commissions of inquiries around the country to force Crown to admit what was plainly factual, that it was responsible for enabling money laundering, that its corporate governance was an absolute joke. So all these years later, finally a significant fine, almost $500 million. That's a good thing. It shows that there is some corporate accountability. All that said, though, even large fines tend to be absorbed by these massive companies relatively easily, and they move on. And the real question is, will Australia have the proper regulation, proper governance of casinos in place to ensure this never happens again?
When did you start to get wind of these breaches?
Well, the heart of this scandal is this. I'd love to say I'm the best journalist in town, but I'm not. Everybody knew that Crown was enabling money laundering or suspected this. When I say everybody, investigative journalists knew this. Many others had written similar things, not in as much depth as ourselves, but we're getting close to that. Regulators suspected it. People inside Crown certainly knew. It was an open secret within the casino industry that not just Crown, but of course the Star, which has been found to have engaged in the same practices, were up to no good. And what were they doing? They were, to put it simply, running with Chinese organised crime-linked groups called junkets to attract high rollers into their casinos to gamble huge amounts of money. Some of that money was drug money. Some of that money was being laundered. So, yeah, it was an open secret, and it's extremely rewarding to see this penalty in place. Sure, but once again, I mean, the real question is this: the casino industry is exposed to these money laundering risks. That's very obvious. We've seen the power of the casino industry to capture politicians through donations, through corporate largesse. Will our governments and will the regulators, many years from now, make sure that casinos, if they go down the same path of Crown and the Star, that they're held to account? And that's an open question. We must remain vigilant.
AUSTRAC and Crown have agreed to this near half a billion dollar fine. But penalties aside, what else has Crown agreed to in terms of reform? You know, and what else has it lost since these revelations have come to light?
Well, and Packer's influence, James Packer's influence has been gutted. He's had to reduce his influence and divest, etc. The board has been gutted, so very prominent business people on the Crown board, Andrew Demetriou, James Alexander, so some titans of Australian business and industry have really had their reputations deeply questioned by commissions of inquiry. The boards have been largely cleaned out. Private equity has stepped in. I mean, Crown has gone through an absolute searing overhaul and a series of reform, which it needed to do. I mean, we have a large business that was facilitating money laundering and supposedly in a highly regulated sector. How can that be in modern Australia? But that's what was going on. But there's another really big question that arises from all this. I mean, it's great AUSTRAC, our money laundering regulator, the agency that fights dirty money crooks, has stepped in and extracted this huge fine. That is terrific, but it shouldn't have taken the media and commissions of inquiry for our agencies to do their job. Where were the federal agencies responsible for this, AUSTRAC, the AFP, etc.? Where were they for in the years prior to the journalism exposure? Once journalists work out something's happening, we come late to the party. This sort of conduct was entrenched for years prior to our expose in 2019. So our regulators, our authorities failed to do their job. And I suspect there's other industries in the financial services area that where this conduct is going on, and our authorities are late themselves to the party. And that's a real issue. Is AUSTRAC properly funded? Does it have enough powers? There's a huge push for the federal government right now to make sure AUSTRAC can better regulate lawyers, real estate agents, et cetera, who are all part of this ecosystem that in some respects was funneling high-wealth Chinese gamblers to Crown. You had real estate agents trying to get these high-wealth punters into the country to invest in real estate, and they were linked up to the casino. You had lawyers promising visas and getting them these people into the casinos. So there's much more that can be done in the anti-money laundering space as well.
For their part, today Crown Resorts and their chief executive said the group's past failings were unacceptable and apologised on behalf of its new owners and leadership, no doubt looking to turn a page there. Nick McKenzie is an investigative reporter with The Age and the Sydney Morning Herald. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for your time.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.